This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I just have a feeling you are. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here. On Agenda 21 Radio, please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future, 51st state, and actually there's going to be more states following the plan of New California. So this is a movement that's not going to stop, it's going to continue. So what is really going on? Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com, taking the shortcut, also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, also, I just want to make a note as we get into the first story of the day, the Camp Fire and also the Woolsey Fire. We're going to be bringing you some information, not today so much as tomorrow, on the Woolsey Fire, which, of course, kind of interesting how that all started. There's some, as you might guess, there's some similarities between the Woolsey Fire and also, yes, the Camp Fire. It's kind of interesting the way fire is fire. And we're also going to get into some details today about the campfire and about heat. A little bit of discussion about heat and how fires burn. That's going to be kind of an interesting little discussion, I think, because, you know, when you have heat, lots of heat in a fire, it has a funny way of performing and doing things. So we're going to be talking about that. Very, very interesting. High heat from the fires. And crematoriums. Hello. Wake up. Get that cup of coffee. Okay. Agenda 21 Radio Brew right here in my grubby little hands. It's right here in my grubby little hands. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And also, oh, guess what? Oh, I'm so shocked. Shocked, I tell you. I'm so shocked. As, you know, knowing Orange County, because I'm an Orange County guy, right? From Orange County. It's almost hysterical. In fact, we didn't get into it yesterday because we had some things going on here in the studio that were just kind of, we're combating the evils of technology, so to speak. We were technologically challenged. We didn't get into it. We're going to pull it out today. An article about Orange County. You know, the funeral dirge, the obituary for Orange County, California. Yeah, just one of those little Orange County obituaries, right? As they might say. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. It was an obituary that appeared in the LA Times by a very, very young communist. And, of course, you know, the LA Times swings communists, there's no question about it. We just have to call it like it is. But anyway, it's a story that was a little bit premature about Orange County. And then Orange County, again, we had massive voter turnout in California. Did I say voting? Were we talking about voting? Ding, 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 ding. I mean, really, it's kind of like the klaxon horn going off on the submarine. Ooga, ooga. It's more than that. But, you know, here you had a Orange County, which has traditionally been conservative, and quite frankly, with massive voter turnout in the county, which would ultimately mean it's going to be turning red. It's not going to be, no one's going to be voting any stinking Democrats in. There's no question about it. But what we saw there was what we've been saying here at, you know, Agenda 21 Radio, and also New California. You see, the notion of what we do in New California on the voter fraud issue, as in all issues of California, is that it's a failed state. So everything about California is a failure. Everything. You know, in terms of government, it is a failure 100%. And the demonstration, of course, is what we saw with the murder. Of now, it's 82 people being reported by Sheriff Corey Horney. And many of them, of course, incinerated. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about is how these people died. And it's quite disturbing. And I just want to, I'll give you the heads up when the disturbing parts of the conversation come about. But it's something we need to have publicly known. And we're more than happy to let everybody know how certain people died. I think that everybody ought to know how Jerry Brown likes to kill people and his globalist buddies. I think it's really, really important that we understand that these people play for keeps, right? Right. And then, of course, there's also Forrest Manning. We'll get into that. We'll get into that, you know. Anyway, but the Orange County fraud business. Oh, did I say Orange County? No, voter fraud. Get it right. It is now really apparent. And we knew this was going to happen. And again, New California is about the fact that the state of California is 100% a wreck. It's a failed state. It's continuing to fail. Now, I didn't, you know, jump all over this Orange County business when they all went out and they said, oh, we turned blue. We turned Orange County blue. And you got to understand something, that the communists have really desired California. That in the Catholic Church, of course. They see it as their territory. And so they've been really working overtime to make sure that whatever politically is done turns it democratic. From your communist cells at Chapman University, you know, to University of California at Irvine, to Santa Ana, the city of Santa Ana, which is, of course, very much a red or communist area. Their mayor down there was a mayor for like 20, 30 years or something. It's just really outrageous. Anyway, but of course, don't believe that Orange County has turned blue or Democratic. Don't believe it. I don't believe it. And of course, the reason why is in this voting round in all the districts, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 House of Representative districts, that California lost all those districts to the Democrats in Orange County. And of course, that's just not true. I wouldn't believe it. In fact, you know, I said as we were discussing, people were saying, well, Orange County is a little bit more urban. I said, yeah, but Orange County is conservative. And Orange County does have very, very much rural roots. And there's still a lot of Orange County. That was our rationale for taking in Orange County. But now all of a sudden people are going to start saying, well, see, they became a Democrat. Well, I don't believe it for one second. I don't, especially with the numbers, such as their extremely large turnout. Now, when you have a turnout going on, it's like the turnout that I got here all after the last election, the primary election, where people say, well, there's something wrong. And we know the ballot thing in provisional ballots have run absolutely true all throughout. We've told you guys about how this works. We even played the guy talking at the Commonwealth Club in last year and talking about he carried these things around, the provisional ballots with the voting cast the way he wanted it cast. They just drive around with them, and, you go to a different polling place and turn them in. You're running a little bit shy on the positive votes or the votes we want you to vote for. That's all right. We'll just bring out these provisional ballots, and you can count them. So they mark the pre-marked ballots, and they work wonderfully, right? Especially if you're trying to persuade a race. Well, here we have a story now from Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit. Orange County voter fraud. Shocked. Shocked. I'm just shocked. You should be too. This is another Florida thing, except it's a whole bunch of, and again, voter fraud in Orange County, 300,000 more votes than reps for representatives than the governor. Something stinks. Something really stinky stinks. And again, they overplayed their head. They're zealotry from Chapman University, communist Chapman University, has overwhelmed them. And now they're going to get caught. I knew this was going to happen. I love it when a plan starts to come together. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We got a couple of other stories we're going to go into. The Rams last night, the shootout, historic shootout, Rams versus the Chiefs, man. Over 100 points scored in Monday Night Football. That ought to bring back football a little bit, you know. It's been sort of beat down around the head and shoulders by the racist, now turned racist bigot football player. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say his name anymore. He was a great Christian kid, and all of a sudden, something turned. Something turned. He got love bombed by Obama. Anyway, let's see. We've got Donald Trump. Obama appointed Judge Barr's U.S. from enforcing Trump administration's asylum ban. We'll see how that works out. That again, 9th District Court of Appeals judge, Obama appointment. Ruled against this. So he's got, you know, those issues going on. But there's a lot of things happening at the border. They closed down San Ysidro yesterday for several hours because they were going to rush the border. And that's just not going to work in San Ysidro. So the other thing, too, and I'll be mentioning this. I think we're going to talk about this in the third hour. But, you know, I'm not following the script. Will somebody get me together here? Come on. Anyway, so that the border rush was on. And they just shut everything off. Now, those of you who have not seen, we're going to put some really spectacular pictures up. The border hardening that's gone on, it's kind of interesting because these folks that are wanting to come across the border, they're just sort of like not doing that now because they've hardened the border. Barbed wire works, razor wire works really good. Really, 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 really good. I know you can go ahead and snip with wire, but, you know, with appropriately placed barbed wire, you know, it's just not one little spool going out there. They've, you know, they put barbed wire up, and it's got, like, when you put it up 5 and 6 and 10 and 20, 30 feet up in the air, it's kind of like a deterrence. So nobody's coming across the border like they used to. We're hardening the border, which is good. So all these caravans, which are pretty organized, Catholic Charities and other groups out there organizing these caravans so they can get richer and richer by the day as they provide services and get paid billions of dollars every year by the federal government. That needs to be shut off, by the way. I wish somebody would do that. All these charities that are getting enriched by this needs to stop. This is the lure. And, of course, our Governor Jerry Brown is encouraging all this, of course. Now, that brings up the whole notion about what I really want to talk about in this segment, in the next segment, is the car fire and the absolutely despicable and vile behavior of the governor of California, Jerry Brown, in, first of all, incinerating. Now we have 82 people that have been killed, most of them incinerated in the campfire. The largest single disaster in American history is the campfire. And right now, Sheriff Corey Honey has said there's about 700 missing. My number puts that much higher. Now, keep in mind, I was listening to Sheriff Honey yesterday, and it's something that I need to relay again to you guys, too, that in our numbers, like his numbers, he's got what he feels is the rawest data that he can come up with. And he says it's 700. I say it's much, much more than that, unfortunately. Now, But both his numbers and my numbers are dynamic numbers. They are, in other words, they're really subject to a lot of change in as data comes in to us. Now, we've been pretty much calling it correctly here on Agenda 21 Radio, this number will continue to fluctuate. Now, let's all hope and pray. This number that is out there, he has 700, and I say it's upwards of 2,000, maybe more. Now, let's hope and pray that that dynamic number for both of us is wrong and goes way down to like nothing. Okay. But the way these things go, and what they're saying is that many of these bodies will never be found, which brings us to a little bit of a problem. If they're never to be found, what condition are they in? Right? What condition are those bodies in? And, you know, I was up there the other day and I was watching them. Basically, they have a bunch of forensic pathologists going from house to house searching. And this is a very painstaking job. I mean, there's thousands of homes to look at. And they've got a lot of people. They've got hundreds of men going around looking for, in fact, they're playing something on Fox News about it right now. It looks like the same street I was on, actually. They're looking for bodies. And I'm not too sure. I didn't get a chance to talk to, there was a public information officer with some of the reporters that were from Germany the other day when I was up there. And these guys were, they're very, very systematic about what they're all dressed in the white suits and so on. They go from house to house to house. And one of the houses, they had pulled out several bodies, apparently. And we were kind of watching that whole thing. It's rather grim. Rather grim. I mean, rather grim. In fact, I'm going to pull this up here real quick. See if I can hear this. It's Claudia Cowan, from what I understand. I don't know if they'll let me hear it here. I'm just going to grab it. Same topic. Isn't amazing that we're sitting here talking about the same thing, huh? Claudia Cowan.
Due to the intensity of the flames. With evacuation orders now being lifted in some areas around Paradise, residents are returning to sift through the rubble of what used to be their home. The state's insurance commissioner says the losses are staggering.
In 2017, from all the California fires, there was $12.6 billion in insured losses, and that was only 6,800 single-family homes destroyed. Here, we're approaching 11,000 single-family homes destroyed. So this is a much more deadly, much more destructive fire, and the insured losses are going to be a lot greater.
Jones says his office is also educating people about how to avoid getting scammed, for instance, by unlicensed contractors promising a quick home rebuild. Bottom line, this recovery will take years, and officials say people should be wary of shortcuts because it could cost them more in the long run. Rain is in the forecast starting later tonight and into tomorrow. The rain will help wash away some of this unhealthy air, but it will almost certainly complicate ongoing search and recovery efforts. And Sandra, officials are especially concerned that a heavy downpour could trigger mudslides. Back to you.
Hard to believe now those threats are facing that state. Claudia Cowan, thank you very much. We'll continue to follow all of it.
Really tough news there. Markets opening a few.
Yeah, Claudia Cowan, I might add. and I'm just going to tell you over the air, if anybody hears it, I'm really concerned for her health. I really am. She's a class act, and if it wasn't for her, people wouldn't be alerted about what was going on at the Walmart and the suffering, pain and suffering that so many people have been enduring down there. The victims, by the way, the victims enduring more insult to injury because Jerry Brown, the governor, failed to provide, as he's supposed to, failed to provide any kind of a semblance of, rescue for these people that were homeless, displaced. And they had forced to live out in tents in the environment. A couple people died. Because they're out in the environment. But, you know, Jerry Brown had the first responders all taken care of, and everybody's patting the first responders on the back, which I would too. Don't get me wrong. We need to pat the first responder. But what about the victims? There was no help for the victims. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? The victims themselves, they had to fend for themselves out here. The state put nothing up. And what the state should have done is called the National Guard out and put up all the facilities, you know, tents and stuff. Now, Jerry Brown will do that for the illegal foreign nationals at the border, but he won't do it for Californians. He won't do it for Californians.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting, this campfire and everything and going up there. And I'll be back up there, it looks like, this afternoon again. And I'll give you a report. It's going to get really, really cold and rainy and everything. So we're going to be enduring that. But it's something that we have to do. No question about it, that we feel we have to do, an obligation that we have to do that. Okay, so the campfire, which is, you know, kind of interesting. People don't quite understand how this whole thing works out. And what kind of fire it was, you know, it's kind of a bad fire. Hello. it wasn't a good fire. It was a bad, evil fire. And when I say that, I say that with all sincerity, because it burned so hot. And that's the thing, that when you go up there and you if you know anything about what fires are like, and I'm not a fire expert, but I've lived through a couple fires, and I've walked the devastation that fires leave behind. And in fact, the first time I saw a real dead body was in a fire, the result of a fire in my neighborhood, and I was really, it was pretty amazing to see that. It was not good. It really wasn't good. And so obviously very traumatic, as any fire might be for anybody. But there was a body there, actually, and it was burned, it was carbonized, and it didn't what's the word I'm looking for? It had a structure to it. It had a skeleton. It had everything, basically, as a body. But it was a body. But it was blackened. The whole body was blackened. How's that? Because it was burnt. Okay, now, that sort of prompts the problem that we've seen with the car fire and what's been going on there. And why they're having such a difficult time finding bodies. And this is the thing that I find very, very relevant. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you are involved in a fire such as this kind of a fire, what we've seen in the past has been, in the past years, is that there's at least some sort of a semblance of bodies around. In like the fire I saw in that when I was a kid, when that body was blackened, there was a body there. And it was an intense fire. In fact, it was a rural fire, burned about 1,200 homes and all this stuff down in Orange County. And it killed several people, a lot of people. And it was like a forest fire, and because we lived out in a very rural area, and the fire came raging in. It was one night in the fall when the Santa Ana winds come up, and boy, it came up, and it was like a blowtorch through there. But there, and this house burned, and it burned, and it burned, and it burned. But a couple of things about the house that I recall: there was still framing up. The dead body was out on the porch. Actually, the person had come out on the porch and didn't get out. That superheated air obviously got him. And they were laying half on the porch and half off. I'll never forget that. And it killed them. And there was still a lot of the house left, and everything around the house is burned and everything. But here's my point. When you go up to see that houses, and let's go over to Santa Rosa, same thing. I went to Santa Rosa about 2 weeks after the fire. I was fortunate enough to actually go give a speech about a week before in Santa Rosa, and then after the fire, I guess it was about a month after the fire, I give another speech in Santa Rosa. I went to the fire in Santa Rosa, all the different places, and man, I've never seen anything like that. Never have I seen anything like what I saw. And then here in this fire, in the campfire, it's the same thing. Burn, baby, burn. There's not a shred of houses. And when you take a look at the cars inside the car, there's nothing inside the cars. And when you know that there's been bodies in those cars, you realize that they're reduced to dust and bones, small bone fragments. Now, that's important to know, because that's like high intensity stuff. I mean, how you think that they're in a crematorium or something? How do you get bones to turn to dust? How do you get tissue? I mean, just to be dust. That's what they're looking for out there. When they're out there searching for these bodies, this is what they're looking for. They're looking for dust piles and some semblance of a human being. Maybe a ring. Something like that. A jawbone. A skull. And sometimes they find whole bodies. I mean, I get that. But these guys, these forensic guys in the white suits, they're going from house to house to house, and they go through the house. They walk around and they look, and they're shaking things around. They're looking for some semblance of human habitat. Now, I guess what they do is they probably get the known addresses of some of the missing people, those 700 people they're talking about. And they go to the residence. They know the addresses. They go to the residence and say, okay. Now, listen, you're talking, don't get your mindset
that you're walking through a neighborhood where there's structures. There's no structures on the alongside. It's all gone. Fireplaces are still there, but everything's gone, except for a lot of the plants around the houses. A lot of those big trees haven't been totally torched, but everything just has been burned to the ground, and everything has fallen down. Now, I've been in fires, and one of the things I've always noticed is that a lot of the structure of the house oftentimes will remain. You know, like the walls and, you know, the 2x4s and stuff like that. But in these homes that are burned, there's nothing left. There's no semblance of wood anywhere. So something really, really hot caused the fires. Something that burns at a very, very high intensity was burning there. You know, when you... this is grisly. But, you know, crematoriums. You probably don't know how they work. Let me tell you how they work. They take you and put you in a cardboard box, and they put you in a furnace. And they incinerate you 1,900 to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit for about 90 minutes. Then they let you cool for a total of 4 hours. And then, even at that, there's bones left that have to be, well, crushed. That's how they cremate you. Now, in these fires, they're finding that people don't even have their bones. Their bones are gone. They're incinerated. They're ashes. What burns at a temperature that gets your body, your bones to burn? Something really hot. You know, that's got to be 3,000-4,000 degrees. But then again, what's the temperature of a forest fire, basically? What is the temperature of a forest fire? Some people say, well, it's 1,500 to 2,000 to 3,000 degrees. Maybe that's what it is. But to have the complete body gone would require hours and hours and hours of burning, even at 2,000 or 3,000 degrees. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And these fires didn't last that long through those areas. They flashed through. And within a half an hour to 45 minutes, they were done. The main part of the fireball, so to speak. You see what I'm getting at? When you burn at this type of a temperature, something has got to cause the high temperature. That's my point. Something has got to cause the high temperature. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about maybe some of the elements that are involved in the burning that you can see just by looking up in the air. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
When you go through a forest fire, you kind of wonder, how does a forest fire burn? You know, it's how hot does a forest fire burn? And in a minute, we're going to actually, in a couple minutes, going to answer that question for you. But it's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? How hot does a forest fire burn? Now, here's our problem. We have bodies that are dust, literally dust. There's not much bones left of them. So that would indicate that the rate of burn probably is several hours to get it to that level if you're talking about a cremation. That's really what you're talking about. And it's going to have to be really, really, really hot. So how do you manage to get it so hot to burn, right? Well, we know one thing. We know one thing, that the governor has been grossly negligent, even to the point of insisting not to take care of the forest. In other words, not to clear out the underbrush and the foliage and the slash, as they call it. You know, you hear the term slash and burn. That's where that comes. You take, in the forest anyway, it's known as slash. It's all the duff that falls down from the trees and it collects on the forest floor and creates quite a fire problem. And you heard the President Trump talk about this the other day. You know, in Finland, and you go to Europe, really, for the most part, they take care of their forest to such a degree they don't want them to burn down. Hello. What forests they have left, like in Germany, like the Black Forest. What they do is they tend them, just like you would an orchard. Yeah, they go out even with rakes to rake the floor so that there's no duff on the floor to burn, so it destroys the trees. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? And radical environmentalists have been, of course, telling us that's not the way that the forests are supposed to be. Well, that's a bunch of crap. It's always been a bunch of crap. That's just poor forest management when you let dead trees fall and accumulate on the forest floor for years. And that's exactly what's been going on here by Jerry Brown. Now, obviously, and you've heard this time and time again, when the forest burns, after years of having this buildup of slash and duff and trees and branches and all this other stuff, it burns at a very high rate. The temperature soars.
And what it does, and what a lot of people don't understand about forests, and they say, well, the fires in forest and in the chaparral and the wildlands, it's natural. It's good for the forest. Right, when it's managed properly. It's really good for the forest, they say. In fact, there's a lot of mechanisms that these plants and trees and shrubs all throughout the forest and wildlands have got to keep themselves, in case there's fire, for survival reasons. You have a lot of plants like oak trees, as an example. Man, they're hard to burn down. They'll get singed in a fire. They're hard to burn. They're hard to kill. And they survive it. Oak trees have great survival skills in fires. They're equipped. Redwoods are also. You know, redwood trees. Try burning down a redwood. Good luck. You know, the bark on the redwood suppresses fire. And so many other trees also. There's a lot of different pine varieties that actually depend upon proper reproduction by having their seeds exposed to high temperatures so that they can germinate. See, this is stuff you just don't think about in the forest. But what we have right now is forest gross mismanagement by allowing these forests to burn at such high temperatures that the high temperatures actually defeat the mechanisms that these trees have for self-preservation in a normal natural heated fire. Does that make sense? So the high intensity does that, but also for human habitation. If you're living around these things in forests and in chaparral regions, you got to maintain proper space around your house, defensive spacing around your house. So there is no brush. There is no overhanging trees over above your house. These are all common sense things. And in fact, in the fire, there are a lot of places that seem to have defensible space around them, clearly. They burned down to the ground, which is very uncommon. Then there were some that, well, there were some that didn't burn at all and just sat there just like never affected, which is interesting. And these properties, interestingly enough, didn't have power turned on to them. Or they didn't have smart meters. Isn't that interesting? All these houses that burned down to it did nothing. All had smart meters, of course. I know people are really suspicious about that, especially in light of the Santa Rosa situation where people who deliberately did not have smart meters attached to their homes, you know, when they paid PG&E not to have them, guess what? Their house survived. Everybody else burned to the ground. Same in the car fire. What's up with that, right? Things just get suspicious more and more, don't they? So you've got the potential for high-intensity heat in the forest. And as an example, I know that in Butte County, because I used to live up there and I had property up there, in Butte County, if you don't maintain the defensible space around your house, they'll fine you. They'll give you a ticket and fine you. I asked some people up there the other day, I said, was that enforcement going on? No, hadn't been for years, they said. So your plants were just growing up around the properties, and it wasn't being properly maintained. The forest around it wasn't being properly maintained. So you have the setup. And again, in that particular area with that particular type of chaparral, and of course the drought, right? Of course, the drought. And then there's chemtrailing. Chemtrailing. Interesting what you can do with some aluminum oxide. Did you know that aluminum oxide, which is sprayed on you every day in these chemtrails that you see filth floating down, is using thermite? You know, get a little bit of iron rust, thermite, and magnesium, aluminum oxide, rust, and magnesium, you get thermite. Pretty explosive. Pretty high intensity heat. All that spraying down on you in the chemtrails.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So, as answering the question about forest fires, and we got this from Wildfire Today, News and Opinion. It says an average surface fire on the forest floor might have flames reaching 1 meter in height and can reach temperatures of 800 degrees Celsius or 1,472 degrees Fahrenheit or more. And under extreme conditions, a fire can give off 10,000 kilowatts or more per hour of fire front. This would mean flame heights of 50 meters or more and flame temperatures exceeding 1,200 degrees Celsius or 2,192 degrees Fahrenheit. The flash point or temperature at which wood will burst into flame is 572 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, when they cremate you, it's 1,900 to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But to get you to bone, it takes several thousands. You know, 3,000 or 4,000 degrees. At least, and you have to burn for a while. That's what we've been told. So, and what about the car fire? Well, we're going to get into that. There's a lot more to cover because there's a lot more elements involved. And I mean elements.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.